Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Jail is a pretty odd place to try to win the United States presidency from, but in 1920, that's exactly what Eugene V. Debs tried to do. After the infamous Pullman strike, which gained Debs national notoriety for his refusal to abide by a federal injunction, Debs founded the Socialist Party in the United States and made a presidential run in 1908, 1912, and 1920, the last of which was his most successful, with nearly 1 million votes. He had to run from behind bars in 1920, however, because of his determined anti-war stance. During World War I, Debs was a highly visible and vocal pacifist. On June 16th of 1918, he delivered a famous anti-war speech in Canton, Ohio. He was arrested because of the speech and convicted in federal court in Cleveland, Ohio, under the wartime espionage law. As a result, Debs ran his 1920 presidential campaign from behind bars. In 1921, President Warren G. Harding pardoned Debs. Debs would spend the rest of his life trying to recover his health, which was severely battered while in prison. He still wrote numerous articles and made several speeches until, in 1926, when he was admitted to the Landwehr Sanatorium just outside of Chicago. Years ago, Debs famously declared, "I recognized my kinship with all living beings and made up my mind that I was not one bit better than the meanest on earth. I said then, and I say now, that while there is a lower class, I am in it. While there is a criminal element, I am of it. And while there is a soul in prison, I am not free." Federal prisoner number 9,653 received nearly 1 million votes for President of the United States. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.